welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite here with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and joining us today, a very special guest, Myron Mixon. And of course, getting Myron on the line while I haven't had something to eat recently, getting my mouth watering and thinking of smelling. I can smell it through the airwaves, the beautiful aroma of barbecue. Welcome to Travel World, Myron.
I'm glad to be here. How you doing?
Oh, doing great, doing great. And Willem, you've got something really special to look forward to coming up in the month of September.
I consider myself a very, very blessed individual, Stephen, and we're in the company of one considered the worldwide greatest barbecue chef of all time. Myron Mixon, of course, is the one of the judges on TLC's Barbecue Pitmasters. And me living here in Virginia, of course, I've had the chance to experience barbecue of various flavors, and so I'm going to have an extra special treat, because when we go to Vermont, Steve, you know that Vermont is famous for excellent food. And what better way to, I mean, as if they had to twist our arms to make us go to Vermont for CelebrateTheValley.com, even more, they have to bring up a chef like Myron Mixon, and I'm in for a real treat, Myron. Thanks for coming to Travel World.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're going to be up and eat some barbecue. We're going to prepare for you.
That's coming up September 10th to 12th at CelebrateTheValley.com for all the information. You've got like a 3 full days there of culinary adventures, culinary mouth-watering taste treats.
Yeah, the first thing we're going to do, we're doing a VIP dinner. I think it's on the 10th there at the Hermitage House. And that's going to be a big thing going on there for 85, I think, special individuals. We're going to be doing our whole hog. We're going to do brisket. We're going to do ribs. And we're also going to do chicken. Then we're going to have various sides to go along with that.
And describe some of the sides. Now, I know that you're famous on slaw, but you're more into the mayonnaise-based slaw, right?
Right, and that's what, you know, born and raised on down here in the South. Everything's got to be, especially green stuff that you eat and crunchy, has got to have mayonnaise to make it all slide down good.
You know, I should have been born in the South. I mean, I'm tasting the foods around here, and I'm thinking, what took me so long to come down here? Now, what would you consider to be among all the great things that you make? And it's like the Midas touch. Everything turns to most delicious food imaginable. But what would you consider your number one, the very best barbecue you make?
Whole hog.
Ooh.
Whole hog would probably, you know, most definitely be that. And second behind that, and a close second would be our brisket.
So now I'm in for a real treat. Now, when you're doing the whole hog and you're going to have your trade secrets, because you're going to be demonstrating something like that for
right.
us on Saturday as well. When you're doing that, now, it's also one of the secrets is the sauce as well. And different areas of the South have different kinds of sauces. Can you get into that a little?
Yeah, you know, Danny Wild's born and raised there. The vinegar-based sauces is what dominates. And, you know, but when you get out here and you travel and you cook in the competition circuit like I do, you really have to get something that's middle of the road, because, you know, just because you're in Georgia doesn't necessarily you're going to be judged by judges from Georgia. You're liable to have them from New York or California, wherever, because you have the certified judges that travel just like the teams do. So the sauces we're going to do in Vermont, I'm going to give some that we're going to have several different ones. We're going to do some of the strict Georgia sauces with the vinegar will be the ruling factor in, and then we're going to do some sweeter ketchup-based sauces. And then we're going to do some fruit-based sauces and let everybody have the one they like and mix it in with their meat.
Now, forgive me for being a beginner in the barbecue circuit. I have a work colleague who has educated me slightly, so I kind of know what to look for. South Carolina is famous more for their mustard-based sauces, am I right?
Well, part of it is. I mean, part of Carolina is known for the mustard, and part of it is known for vinegar-based.
So that's... Now, okay, so now we're going to be... The vinegar base, that's also western North Carolina from what my
colleague
tells me. So I'm especially looking forward to that. I went up to there's a restaurant not far from where I live. He says it's about the closest thing to the real thing that you're going to taste. I'm thinking, when I went to him and told him that, I'm going to be going up to CelebrateTheValley.com up in Vermont to taste, you know, cooking. He said, okay, can you pack me in your luggage and take me with you?
Well, some of our sauces, too, now, we're going to use some of the things that Vermont grows and produces. We're going to, some of my competition sauces, I need to use maple syrup in there. So we're going to use some of Vermont's own maple syrup in making some of those sauces.
That's going to be incredible. Now, you're also going to be doing some collaboration with Chef Robert Barrow, who used to be the head chef at the New England Culinary Institute, am I right?
Correct. We are.
So now, for people who want to actually experience the best, now, I know that the Friday night, which is a very, very special VIP dinner at the Hermitage, it's for about 85 people, you say. But is it general public now for the 9 to noon on Saturday?
Right, it's at Mount Snow Resort up there, and we're going to be doing... Well, I'm going to be doing some demonstrations and showing some recipes and things like that. And also, we're going to have some pork sliders that some of the junior barbecuers are going, or pit masters, we might want to call them, are going to have hand out. And everybody's going to have a great time. But the big thing is going to be we're going to be demoing some processes on meat prep and also demonstrating some of my recipes.
Oh, that's going to be something. Do you have a few of your little trade secrets you're going to kind of hold back? You say, no, this is the secret sauce. Don't ask what's in it, but it's the best thing you're going
to
taste.
What I give them, you know, I give them the recipes to it, but, you know, if they want the whole deal, they need to come down to my cook schools that I do down here in my home.
Ah, so that's something I wanted to hit on. You have a cooking school down your home. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I mean, I've been doing these now for about 4 years, and we do about 10 of them a year. And I take between 60 and 75 students at every class. And we just had one the week before last, and we're doing our eighth one or ninth one coming up first weekend in October. And then I'll do my final one, I think it's like the second weekend or third weekend in November, and right before Thanksgiving. And we do several of them. We cover the gamut of everything from making the injections for the beef and as well as the pork. We do our marinades. We show our sauce recipes. And we cook whole hog, brisket, chicken, ribs. We cook it all. And it starts on Friday afternoon and it winds up on Sunday afternoon.
So now, will you have some tips for rank amateurs like me? Coming from the north, where I was from, what we call barbecue is actually called grilling here in the south.
Right.
And I've learned, of course, about smokers and things, but not a clue about how to actually do it. And I'm so curious as to, you know, try my hand at it. So I was hoping maybe we could get a few tips when we come up to see you.
Oh, you will get them. And that's going to be some of the things we're going to cover Saturday up there at the summit. We're going to be able to cover a lot of things about some of the first, I call mistakes that a lot of grillers do. And we're going to give them recipes to take back home and try on their own grills.
That has got to be, you know, the absolute definition of heaven. Going down to Vermont or coming to Vermont, we can fly into Burlington. You can fly into Albany, Hartford, Manchester, lots of easy ways to access southern Vermont. You go to Vermont, first of all, the beautiful surrounding area, the mountains of Vermont, the beautiful area, the Deerfield Valley, Dover, Vermont. It's very hard to get a bad meal in New England, but when you add, you know, celebrity chefs such as Myron Mixon as well as Robert Barrow, you are really in for a treat. And well, I know that also. So go ahead, Myron.
It was when I went up there, I did some preliminary stuff with them as far as getting to meet the people and things like that a couple, 3 weeks ago, and that's a gorgeous place up there where they're having this at. Vermont, the whole state is gorgeous. But I was told by the natives there that leaves will be changing at the time when we start having this, starting to change. So it really will be lovely up there that time.
It's starting in September. That's the of course the start of the leaf peeping season. And of course, me living in Virginia, I'm going to be treated to that in the Shenandoah Valley in October time. So, you know, the further south you go down the Appalachians, you kind of see the same things, and it's going to be absolutely breathtaking. But yes, this is going to be an extra special treat for anybody who loves Vermont and who loves great cooking. It's almost one of the best festivals I can imagine for food. I mean, there's only one other festival I can think of, and it's all about barbecue. And
you combine the barbecue, and then right after the Saturday morning, then they have the afternoon where they have the fifth annual Taste of the Deerfield Valley, and there's like over a dozen of the Deerfield Valley's top-rated restaurants from the Hermitage and the Snow Mountain Market, the Sitzmark, the Roadhouse, all of them come together, and you know, you can sample, feast on their masterpieces, and vote on your favorite, and that combines with a craft show, the Art of the Mountain, juried art show, something for the whole family to enjoy in the peace and tranquility of Deerfield Valley, Vermont.
It's going to be a very, very special treat. You've got restaurants like the Hermitage, the Matterhorn, Harriman's Market, Roadhouse, Sitzmark, Snow Mountain Market, all these great places Stephen just mentioned as well. The website for information is www.celebratethevalley.com. And Myron, just as we wrap up, can you give us a website for your cooking school?
You can go to jacksoldsouth.com, JACKSOLDSOUTH.
Myron, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. I look forward to future segments following my visit to the Deerfield Valley and celebrate the valley. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World.